After a cool and rather raw start to the week, humidity has returned to our area today. Our dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 60s this afternoon, which means it is moderately humid, and our temperatures are mild but not warm given the time of year. It is fairly gray across the region, and we've had some showers come through at times. It's all being driven by a cold front that is coming across the area in the coming hours. So showers are likely at times. There may even be an embedded thunderstorm in a few spots through the late day and evening hours. For most of us, that shower threat will come to an end around or even a bit before midnight. Those showers may linger for areas south of Albany right into tomorrow morning, as that front will tend to hang up around the New York City area. Temperatures tonight will be rather pleasant, falling back into the 60s with some 50s across the higher elevations of the Catskills, Adirondacks, Greens, and maybe even the Berkshires. And moving into the day tomorrow, that front will be hung up to the south of us. So we're looking at more clouds and even the chance for a few showers south of the capital region through the day tomorrow, though it's not going to rain the entire day. And the farther north you go tomorrow, the brighter it will be. So around the North Country, along the Canadian border, it looks to be fairly bright through the day tomorrow. And then in the middle for the capital region, we're looking for a nice mix of sunshine and clouds. Temperatures tomorrow will be mainly in the 70s, though I tell you, I can't rule out some 60s across the higher terrain of the Adirondacks and Greens. And then moving into the weekend, a rather unique situation will set up on Saturday as a coastal storm, a nor'easter, is expected to pass south of Long Island through the day. We often don't see storms of this nature during the summertime, but things are a little bit off here, so we are looking at a storm that could bring some rain well south of Albany through the day on Saturday, though it looks like for most of us, we'll miss out on any wet weather, as that storm will really hit harder much farther south. So south of Albany, maybe some rain on Saturday, but from the capital region on north, it looks to stay dry, though rather cool, temperatures only in the 70s. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, an evening shower or thunderstorm, then some clearing, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, but a bit cool for July, high 68 to 76. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, an evening shower or thunderstorm, then some clearing, areas of fog, low 56 to 62. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, pleasant but cool for July, high 68 to 76. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms, areas of fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, an evening shower or storm, then some clearing, areas of fog, low 58 to 64. Tomorrow, partly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and sun, brighter north, cloudier south, with a chance of rain south, highs in the 70s, and on Sunday, mostly sunny, with highs in the 70s to near 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.